Shalom Aleichem, Sfirah's friends, the Shir should be a special schuss. Rabbi Maroni Maronsi Shirchu, Schuss Moshe Pashtina, Baron Yisov, and Moshe Mordechai. And it's based in the Torah, Mori Barabi, Gona Gadol, Chaim Meir Har with Shlita. What would be the din when a balabayas places food before a person? Does this food belong to the person who was given the food? You go to someone's house, and the balabais gives you to eat. Does this food belong to you? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if you can be mekadesh and isha with this food. That's the shaila. If it's yours, you can be mekadesh and isha. If it's not, then you can't. So the tzadi asafek are, is there an umdana that since the oireach is going to eat the food. Some of the balabais is masking that the guest should acquire the food. And there's das acheretz makne. And even without das acheretz, nevertheless, the oireach acquires the mana when he lifts it up. Because it's if the balabais said that lecha zeh v'kinin, go be kona. Or maybe the balabais, in b'dat yo lahaknos lo lahashas lo liknos, maybe he doesn't want to. Just he wants the guest to eat it, but not that it should belong to the guest. And we find this is a big discussion in Kamayu Basrai. We have Mukairis for this. Lamed Dalet Amid Beis in Mesechus Nidalim. Mala says that if a person says, Kikari Alecha, my Kikar is Asr for you, Bukainam, my loaf is Asr for you, with a Nether and the son of Lobra Matana. And then the Maidir gave the Kikar to the Mudar, to the one who's Nalad Gehana. What now? What's the din? Kikari Amarlo, Kiesib Rishusei with the Asr. So maybe on one side, he said, my Kikar is Asr. So when the Kikar is Rishusei, it's Asr. But then it's called kikara. When he gives it to him as a gift, maybe it's mutter. So when I aser my loaf unto you, it's only when it's my loaf. When I give it to you, it's mutter. Oh, delma lecha amalei lavesha v'sei hekdesh. Or maybe no, he made it hekdesh on his friend. Not that he says kikari. His kavana was that what's now my kikar should be on you as hekdesh, and therefore it's aser v'hana, even if he gives it to him as a matana. Amalei rav set rukhiya baravim shita daf agav diyavi levi matana. Even though he gave it to him as a gift, aser, still aser, and we can prove this, because if we say that when he gives it to him as a gift, he's allowed to be nana, so like kikari alecha lafuk emai. So what does it mean? Why would the shema aser alef? If it's in his rishus, if it's in Ruvain's rishus, he doesn't have to aser it to Shimon ben Neder. Anyways, now that he's without rishus, so it must be that he's answering it, even Reuben's answering it to Shimon, even if he gives it to Shimon as a gift. Lav lafuke, are we going to say that his kavana is the ganve mina mignev? That if he steals from him the kikar and the ganav, that if the kikar is stolen from him and the ganav gives it to the mudar, then it's going to be aser for him to eat. Arei vadai, since the geneva is not shchiach, this wasn't what he was thinking. He wasn't thinking of this case of geneva. But rather, what was he thinking of? He was thinking that he wants to aser the kikar, that if he gives it to him as a gift, if Reuven gives Shimon as a gift, it's going to be aser to Shimon. So Amar Lei, he wasn't thinking of this geneva case. So Amar Lei, so Chia said back, you know, look at the raya. Lo lafuke, you know what's coming to exclude? The azmenei ale. When he invites his friend to eat. What does it mean when he invites his friend to eat? So the Mefarish writes, the azmenei ale limeichel ahu meahu kikar meikara. V'hadar amalei kikari alecha. The hasim kevin the azmenei ale kanechelko kamushu yachol lechol emenu. Ve'enu yachol lo'isra alav. V'chein kosav ha'rashba b'shem svarim de'garsi v'akeron oiro l'chich m'divrei arash t'svir elei gam ken kach. Zat omeret, y'azmenei alei meichol, if he invites him to eat from this kikar, and then he says to him, kikari alecha, that there, since he invited him, he was kaina chelkoi, kama shuhu yachol lechol emenu, and he can't aser it. That's what it means. What it means is la fuke di azmenei alei, that it's saying that he can't, when he says Kikari Alecha, that if he asked it, first he invited him to eat, and then he asked it, he can't ask it. That's what it's coming to exclude. In other words, when it says Kikari Alecha, it's not talking about a regular case where he said Kikari Alecha, and then he gave it to him as a matana. Could be that in that case, if he said Kikari Alecha, and then gave it to him as a matana. So it could be in that case, it would be Aser. But in which case is it coming to exclude that he can't Aser it? He cannot Aser it in a case where he said, first he invited him to eat, and then he said Kikari Alecha. So you see, the way the Mefarish is learning the Gemara, if you invite somebody to eat, and then you Aser your food on them, it's too late. He was already kind of chelpa. As midivrayim lamadnu, when for the time he invites him to eat at his table, so it's already the food already belongs to the other guy. So you see that he already made a kinyan from the outset, because there might be das acheres, but you need a kinyan. So from the moment that the orech makes a kinyan, his magbia the machler makes another kinyan. It belongs to him. It seems even before he puts it in his mouth, it already belongs to the Oreach. So, Al Kopanim, we see from here that when somebody invites you to eat, the food belongs to you to the extent that the Baal HaBayis can no longer ask you the food. The Ran explains, really, I'll tell you that if he gives it to him as a gift, it's mutter. That if he gives it to him as a gift, it's mutter. V'chikamar alecha, la'afuke di azmenei alei. Now, as he says, Kikari Alech, and he gives them as a gift, it's mutter, because now it belongs to the other guy. Michika Amrele, Alecha. When he said Kikari Alecha, Lafuke, it's coming to exclude. Yasmine Allah, Kitzar Le, Dihi, He Shaita, Nami Kikaru. It's coming to exclude that if he invites him, it's going to be Aser. Shim Azmino to Alev, it's going to be Aser. Why? Because at that time it still belongs to Baal HaBayis. So you see, the Ran's learning the opposite of the Mefarsh. The Mefarsh learns once he's Mazmin him, he invites the Oreach, the food belongs to the Oreach after the Oreach makes a kinyan. And the Ran is learning that when he invites the Oreach, the food doesn't belong to the Oreach, the food still belongs to the Baal HaBayis. And then when he says Kikari Alecha, even when he invites the other guy, it still belongs to the Baal HaBayis. And the Oreach is not Kohen Chelko. And therefore, the Baal HaBayis can invite the guy, and then he can say, Kikari Alecha, and the guy's not allowed to eat it because it still belongs to the Baal HaBayis. So from the Ran, we can only prove that if he just invites him, it doesn't belong to the Oreach. But maybe the Ran agrees that when he puts it in his mouth, the Oreach acquires the food. However, Midivrei Hashivim Mekubetzes from the Darim, Sham Shehevi, Hashivim Mekubetzes writes, V'chitei Ma'at, right, when he puts it in his mouth, maybe it belongs to the Oreach. So we see from the Hashivim Mekubetzes that even when he puts it in his mouth, it still belongs to the Baal HaBayis. So he says that Hazman is not a matana. That when you eat by your friend, whatever you're eating from the Baal HaBayis, you're eating from the Baal HaBayis' food. It's not called your food. And this is even after it goes into the guy's mouth. Doesn't matter. It's the Baal HaBayis. Mipito Yochal. You're eating from the Baal HaBayis' food. So we had asked the Shaila at the beginning. The Shaila was, if somebody invites you to eat, is the food yours that you can be Mekadesh a woman with it? So according to the Mefarish, it would come out that it is yours. Could be. And according to the Ran, it would come out that it's not. And so the Shita Mekubetzes. It's number one. Is another case we have in Meseches. Meseches Bav Mitzia. We paskin that peiros that are bought or given as a matana are pater mitzur misumaisus midaraisa v'chayav midrabanan. We paskin peiros halakuchim or shenitin lo b'matana are pater mitzur misumaisus midaraisa and chayav midrabanan. Tosfos in Bav Mitzia da peiches amid aleph to maskel to us bring Rabbeinu Tam that a buyer is pater mina meiser is only when he bought it after the meruach. There was already, the pile was already smoothed out, and the food became chayiv when it was by the balabayas, and now it was bought, so it's pater mi maisrus. But let's say he bought it before the meruach, and the meruach was zamen es mishus, then he's chayiv to be ma'aser min ha-toyrah. Wow! That's shittas Rabbeinu Tam. And Tosis writes, no. Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rav Mordechai hikshal perish Rabbeinu Tam, talakech tvum arechetz mi'am aretz, So on this shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that if you acquire it before the meruach, and then the meruach is done in your rishus, it is when you own it. Yochayev la'asir min haTorah. So Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Mordechai asked that if somebody buys tvua mimureches me'am aretz, it is demai. Why? Because it's a suffix. Did he take trumas and meisus or not take trumas and meisus? But if vade lo iser, let's say the person definitely didn't. Let's say the person he bought it from definitely didn't take meiser. Then he's chayav to be ma'aser min haTorah, af al pi shenis mareach kvar. Then he's chayav in ma'aser min haTorah, that's already meruach was already done. As you see from here, that if you meruach was done in the rishus of the seller, and then you bought it, it's chayav in ma'aser min haTorah. Not like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says in such a case, it's not chayav. It's only chayav min haTorah when you bought it not before the meruach, and then you did the meruach in your rishus. Then it's chayav min haTorah. But if Meruch was done in the other guy's Rishus, it's not Chayv Minatorah. He was seen out like that. And he says, no, it's not a Kasha. Because you're right, it's not Demai. Nevertheless, it's not Chayv Midaraisa. It's Maiser Vadei Midarabanan, and you have to give it to a corner lady. So if the Meruch was done in your Rishus, it is, if the Meruch was done in his Rishus, it is only Chayv and Maiser Midarabanan, the Midaraisa is Patu. So basically, you have a Machlokes, if the Meruch was done in the seller's Rishus, is it Chayv Midaraisa? That would be the Shita of Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rav Mordechai. That's Chayv Midaraisa if the Meruach was done in the other person in the seller's Rishus. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, and his Tosfos answer is no. It's only Chayv Midarabanan if the Meruach was done in the seller's Rishus. The Ramban and the Rashba say, Shaini Hasi Mishum Dika L'Migzar Mishum Dizim Midorachim Al Shulchana. In other words, an Oireach that eats Al Shulchan Baal Abayis isn't Patur Al Tzlakuach when it was given to him as a matana. Because an arech isn't kind of the peiros, he's ochel b'rishus b'al abayis. In other words, an arech doesn't have a din of a lakoch. He doesn't have a din of a buyer. And since he doesn't have a din of a buyer, so he's going to be chayiv in shumas and maisus midaraisa. Even if the meruach was done in the rishus of the moicher, he's going to be chayiv midaraisa, the person eating it. When the guy is lokeach, the lokeach is going to be patur. But we're choshesh that he's going to have a guest, and the guest doesn't have a din of a lokeach, and therefore he's the one who's going to be chayiv midaraisa. Ah, so you see that an oireach Al Shulchan Baal Abayis doesn't have a din of a lakoyach. He doesn't have a din of somebody who's given to him as a matana. He's not kohen of the peiros. He's ochel b'rishus Baal Abayis. So that's like the Ram we saw. That the peiros that you eat belong to the Baal Abayis. Tosfos didn't answer like that because they all like the mafarish. That the Oireach is kohen of the Michael, and therefore he's a lakoyach. And you don't have to, you're not choshesh that he's going to eat and be chayiv d'oraisa. because he's a lekach himself, and therefore when he's eating, he's only chayv with the rabbanon. So in this tziur, the Rashban and Ramban are the chumra, Ramban and Rashban are the chumra, because the guest is chayv in Trumas Ma'aseh of Daraisa, and Tosis is lekula because the guest is only chayv with the rabbanon. However, the Yish Lahamtzi Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach Kula Nifla, we can bring up an amazing kula. The Das Haramban ve'Rashban. Tosim Bav Metzia, they're right that somebody who sells dogon, who sells grain after the meruach. So he does meruach, sells it, and then buys it back. He has to take ma'isus min haTorah. It's not considered shekelakech min alekech. Why? Because it was galdei b'rishus, so now it came back in the b'rishus. We have to understand what would be the din if somebody sold dagan memurach la'acher v'halach l'sarech. In other words, I sold you dagan that was memurach, and then I was your guest. And my chayv to ma'asim min haTorah. Again, so if you did meruach and then you sold it and then you brought it back. So let's say you did meruach and you sold it and then you were a guest. So Bez Hashem would appear that an oireach doesn't acquire food. Rather, Michel Balabaisu oichel. So he's not chayv to be maaser because it's not chayzer l'shusa. Only because chayzer l'shusa has to take maaser, but it's not chayzer l'shusa. But ledas hamefarish that the oireach is kind of the maichel. If so, it's considered chayzer l'shusa. And Schaiv Asim and Torah is Varim Meirim Kesapirim Umisamche Leif Nefesh. And Mitz Hashem, in the next year, we'll be able to see more. In the meantime, we saw the flows. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.